Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and today I have a good guest, very special guest as always. Her name is Annette Navarro. Annette Navarro is from down here in South Florida, particularly Miami. You know, she's a real cool girl. I actually had the pleasure of meeting her a couple years back. I'm not sure if she remembers, on the set of RPM Miami when they were shooting down here for MTV Tres, I believe it was. So, yeah, so right now, I mean, she's doing it big. And at that point when I met her, she still hadn't graduated UM or whatever. But this lovely girl actually graduated the University of Miami from musical theater, which is an awesome, awesome program. And, you know, and now she's just doing it big with her music. She's continuing to love for music and at the same time, you know, doing theater on the side. So that's awesome, super awesome. So without further ado, I'm going to have Annette on our show. Hello, Annette. How are you?
Hi, Sasha. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. So how's it going? How's everything?
It's going great. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It really means a lot to me, and it's great to hear from you again.
Thank you. So tell me a little bit more about, because I know you've been working on a couple plays and stuff, your local plays here in Miami. I think your most recent one was Michael Teatro. Tell me more about that experience.
That was a really interesting, really cool, different experience for me. Micro Teatro brings new plays in Spanish, and it's at the Cultural Center of España, which is right next to the Art Center. And they have these containers, basically these shipping containers, where they paint them outside. They put AC lighting setting inside. They set up chairs. And they have these 15 to 20-minute plays where people come in and they experience theater in a totally new, experimental way, very close and upfront. And it was really nice because the season I was performing in just in had to do with music. So all the plays had either had to have music or had to do something with music. So I, of course, loved that. And it was really nice. It was really nice to be able to do that.
So I think as an actor, this is very challenging, too, because you're in a very, you know, short, small place at the same time with the crowd so up close, so you cannot even mess up when but.
It is. It's very nerve-wracking to be in such a small space. But right away, you start getting used to it, and it's really fun because you get to play around a lot with the audience's reaction, and you start to see right away what works and what doesn't work. and what things the audience will find funnier. And each night is going to be different. And that's what's cool, because I love that about theater. You never know how an audience is going to react to something. They might find it hilarious one night, and the next night you don't know how they might react. So you always have to play with who you have at the time. And being so close to them was really neat, because you can see the reaction, you can feel the reactions, and that at least helped me as an actress to grow, to experience new things, and it was really neat.
And about how long do you guys have to, like, prepare such a, you know, such a play and so forth?
We were preparing a month before, and we ran for 5 weeks. So each weekend we'd be performing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and along with six other different plays that were next to us.
Oh, so you guys were ready by the first set of performances, I bet.
Yeah.
So it was so much rehearsal time. I mean, by the last one, you probably dreamt of the lines in your head. Like, you were in that character for like 5 weeks. Oh wow!
Oh, trust
awesome.
Me, I had all those songs stuck in my head. I had my family; all of them had the songs stuck in their head. It was hilarious.
I actually went to a microteatro last year. I didn't have the chance of going this year. Plus, I was totally clueless of what's going on. But it's actually very awesome, and I totally agree with your perspective on it. You know, it's just, at least when I saw it, because in this part, I was the audience. I wasn't an actor. So when I was sitting down there, and I actually saw three of them back to back, because, you know, it's like, if people don't know this, it's like a rotation thing. Like, and like Annette says, like 15 to 20 minutes, and it's like, 2 hours or 3 hours of showtime, so you can go and pay $5 for it to watch as many plays as you want. You know, it's like $5 each play. And it's pretty awesome, because as an actress, I just sat there and I saw these actors doing this in such a short space. Like, it's like being in a bedroom, or sometimes even smaller, you know, and you're just like, everything's right there in front of you, and they're telling you this right there in front of you, and it's very, very creative. Whoever created that is very, very creative. So Annette, tell me more. Let's talk more about your music. I know you've been growing, you know, also as a singer-songwriter. So how is that going for you? Tell me more about your Falling for You, and what was your perspective on this song, and how do you even plan to put that together into a video production?
All right. Well, I love writing. I write all the time. It's my passion. And this latest one that I wrote is called Falling for You, and it's about falling in love, but it touches on the humorous side of it, in terms of, you know, when you see that person you love, you get nervous, your lips twitch, you do clumsy things, and I wanted to put that into a song. And I went to the recording studio, we recorded, and now we are in the pre-production stages for our music video. So, we really want to be able to highlight that fun, the fun feeling of falling in love, and kind of the funny side of it. And I'm really excited.
And as you were writing this, because this video can go so many ways. It can be a high school girl falling in love, and you see her walking through the school hallways, the lockers, and acting, you know, shy or whatever, or it can be a pair of adults. Like, how would you see this being portrayed?
We're actually going to be filming at a bowling alley.
Okay.
We're going to be giving it kind of like almost like a retro feel.
Okay.
We don't know how far we're going to go with that. We're planning that out right now. But we definitely want to give it a little bit of retro, and we're going to see how far we can go with that. But, yeah, definitely we want to go with the vibe of having my friends there. We're bowling, and then all of a sudden, you know, the guy of my dreams walks in through the door, and I'm left, like, mouth open, mesmerized. Completely, and then that's when all the action kicks in.
That's definitely cute. I can totally see that. So, it's Falling for You, pretty much your coming out signal as Annette Navarro.
Before Falling For You, I released So Unglued, which is on my website right now. It's on AnnetteOfficial.com. And anyone can go on there, download the single for free. That one, that track I wrote based on being away from the person you love, so it's a little bit of the opposite spectrum of it. Being unglued is what I meant by being kind of feeling like your whole heart, your body, your soul is kind of coming apart and you need that person to glue yourself back together. So I really enjoyed doing that one. That one is out for anyone to download free. And this will be my second one to come up and promote.
Okay. Yeah, because what we heard was a small promotion track, so that's awesome. And do you see yourself coming up with a small album maybe next year or something like that? Because it's already towards the end of the year. So do you see yourself actually putting something like that together?
Definitely. I'm looking forward to hopefully releasing an EP soon. So I'll be doing that most likely within the next year, and I'll be putting up all that information on my Facebook, my website, and my Twitter.
Okay.
And definitely looking forward to that. I think with our music video right now, we're going to be gaining a bigger fan base and hopefully reach a lot of people in the Miami area and beyond that. And hopefully with that, we can continue moving within the business, within the entertainment.
Definitely. And, you know, like a music video, a very good put-together music video will catch the attention of a lot of people, and it wouldn't even matter the song. If the music video is good, that's the best way to, you know, to promote you as an artist and also your music. So definitely if it's well put together, it should do the work. So tell me more about, I guess, your past, not your past, obviously, but your past as an artist. I know that you began since the age of 12, you know, to perform on stage, technically. You know, what
right.
as a kid, what got you onto the stage? What caught your attention?
I first started singing on my own. And a lot of girls have diaries when they're growing up. For me, I would go in my room and sing about how my day went. It was the weirdest thing until suddenly I realized, you know, this is something I really like. This is something I really want to do. And I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, I really want to sing. She put me into these classes. And my first vocal teacher was Nicolas Tovar, which was Shakira's vocal coach.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we were at the county fair. We were doing a concert there with different songs, him and his students, and I was involved as well. And I hadn't performed on stage before. And there was another girl who was set to perform. She didn't show up, but I had my track with me. And I went up to him and I said, I'm ready. I have this track. I've been working on it with you. I've been working on it at home. I want to perform. He goes, I don't know. I haven't seen you perform on stage yet. I said, trust me, just let me go on. He lets me go on, and he was surprised. He's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. You did great, blah, blah, blah. And from then on, it kept moving on. But that has always sticked in my mind because you always have to be ready as an artist, even though you most likely won't be able to sing or perform or show somebody your talent that day. You always have to have in your back pocket. You always have to have it ready. And yeah, from there on, that was my first time.
Wow. So here's my next question. Do you think that, has that been like the most memorable performance to you yet as an artist?
My most memorable performance as an artist? Oh my gosh. As a singer or as an actress?
Well, I guess since you do both, I guess it could be a double question. I don't know, both, I guess. I meant as a singer because, you know, being on stage and that's your first time, you know, and you just felt so ready and you kind of, you know, you achieved it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely that for me was, I would say, one of my most memorable. I've had other moments on stage, but really that one's the one that stuck out to me the most because it was my first, you know. But, yeah, there's definitely been moments on stage where either you're in front of 500 people or you're in front of a small cafe. You never know, and you always have to give it your all. You always have to give your heart out. It's such an intimate and vulnerable thing to be an artist up there and really giving it your all. But that's the commitment we give.
That's definitely true. And then, what would you tell a younger just coming up in this industry, whether it should be 10, 12 years old, as you know, as you once were, and you felt yourself so attracted to this life? What would your word of advice be to someone like that? And it doesn't have to be a girl. It can be a boy too, you know, just any child that just finds herself so glued to this life and is so fascinated by it.
My advice is to train. Train in your craft. Just like any other career, you really have to know your instrument. Just like a pianist sits down and plays their scales and arpeggios and everything for hours, the same thing you have to do with your voice, your instrument. You have to discover your limits. You have to not be afraid to fail forward. By failing forward, I mean failing, but learning from that failing because you're experimenting. And always keep pursuing your dream, being motivated, being driven. Open yourself up to the people around you. You never know how your friends, how the people you meet can help you moving forward in your career. And best of luck.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. And I can tell us, because I ask this question pretty much almost to everybody, depending on what they do. And everybody always says something different. Like, for instance, you said train. That's the wisest thing I've heard yet. Some people, you know, just get a different one. Just like, you know, just keep pushing forward, like believe in yourself, things like that. And they all relate. It's very important. Like everybody says, this career, everybody that you tell them, oh, yo quiero ser cantante, oh, I want to be an actress, oh, I want to be a bailarina. Oh, but that life is so hard. You can't make a career. Like, look.
It is, because you are your own product. So you have
exactly.
to be out there. You have to be the person who promotes you, who is in charge of fulfilling yourself with artistic influences, with everything. And a lot of times, us as artists, we get down on ourselves. And, like that other person that you might have interviewed said, you have to believe in yourself, and that's where it begins.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It really does. And it's also the age, because some people, I mean, some parents or family members might be supportive, and others might be the type, you know, like, oh, that's not right. You gotta be something else. You know, and the reality is that nowadays it don't matter what you are. It does not matter if you go to school for 12 years and become a psychologist or become a lawyer, because at the end of the day, you're going to be battling the same things that we're battling as artists. Study, you gotta perfect your craft as a lawyer. You want to be the best lawyer in town. You know, you go to school for your whole life. And on top of that, you gotta wake up every day super early, and it will probably take a while before you become your own boss. So, you know, it's the same thing. And but regardless, I like that. I like what you said, you know, train yourself. Definitely perfect yourself, not only as a person, but, you know, as an artist. And perfecting yourself as an artist helps you perfect yourself as a person, because you really get to know you inside out.
Definitely. And that's something that no one can take away from you.
Yeah. Annette, so I know you've had some experience at Telemundo. I don't know which novelas or whatever you've been, you know, you've been a part of or participated in. But what sort of experience has it been for you, you know, working with such a large cast, you know, like Telemundo in their production?
Oh, it's great. I love working with them. The last thing I did was pretty fun. We did a scene from Dama y Obrero, and I was a cashier, And basically, I was telling one of the protagonists that his card had been declined. But it was pretty fun. Every time I do something with them, you know, they're very professional, and you go in, you do your thing, and you get the makeup and wardrobe done, and you do your lines, and it's pretty much done fast. The setup is what takes, you know, they set up first in the location, and then, you know, you do your lines, director likes it, you're done, you're out. And I've always loved working with them and doing things with them.
Yeah, out of my at least TV down here, I have to say that Telemundo for me at least has been the best. Not only do they take care of you as actors, you know, there's going to be a little ruckus inside the production, like it is everywhere, like it is when you do a movie, like it is when you do a play, like it is when you do a music video, anything. There's always something wrong going on or something not on time in a production. That's just the way Hollywood is. I don't know why. But Telemundo really just, I think it's just very good. The production people they have, everything is, you know, it's quality. And like you said, you walk into the door, hair and makeup, wardrobe, and you're ready. You know, if it's lunchtime, you eat lunch, and that's it. And as an actor, you're ready. You know, you pretty much deliver, and you're out. And I think that's the way it should be done. You know, you don't have to be wandering around and waiting till the end of the day to do your part. So I do like the way they work.
Yeah.
Have you worked with any other TV, or have you done any other sort of performances on TV that we don't know about?
In terms of TV, I've done other soap operas with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting back into the whole track because I had been finishing my degree at the University
mm-hmm.
of Miami. So being a full-time student, it was hard to commit to what I had been doing previously.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished, I graduated, and then I focused on theater work a lot. I did a film down here, and then, of course, working on my music, on my track. So, I'm getting back into the TV industry as well down here, and hopefully regaining everything that I was doing before
mm-hmm.
now that I'm free, that I've graduated.
I can totally relate to that too. You know, I've totally been out of the whole TV scene for like a little over a year now, or almost 2 years. I don't even know anymore. That's how long it's been. Because it's consuming. Like Telemundo too, they're not, you know, if you're not available for that day, they're gonna be like, all right, call the next person. You know, and it's just the way it works, and you can't blame them.
Right.
But it is time consuming, and it's at any time of the day, any day of the week, and you know, and if you're a student, you can't really be on that other stuff. So you really have to dedicate yourself to one thing at a time. And school is so time consuming. You know, I just really want to finish already. But it's definitely understandable. So that now you mentioned UM. How was the experience of that theater program for you?
It was good. My degree was musical theater, so I had half of my curriculum in the theater department and half of it in the music school. So,
mm-hmm.
I was basically in both of those worlds. And I took a lot of music classes in terms of, like, composition, of music theory, of, you know, piano, and then as well I would go into the theater department and take improv, acting, all of that, movement. And it's, you know, it's awesome when you go and you train your craft and you prepare
mm-hmm.
yourself for what comes up. But, I had some amazing teachers there and made some great friends there. It was an awesome experience.
Okay. And this is going to be a little bit off track. So you were a UM student, and you're going to be a UM alumni for the rest of your life. So does every other alumni, I don't know, including yourself, I guess, do you guys love the UM football? Does everybody in the school follow it? I have to know this because, you know, UM is just so big nationwide.
Does everybody follow the football? Does everybody go to the tailgates? Like, is that school spirit really there for your football team, or is it like it's not? I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. We always cheer for our Canes. I love cheering for my Canes. I don't always get to watch the games or go to the games because sometimes at performances or sometimes we'd be at rehearsals late, at least in the theater department. But definitely the whole school is really, like, very school-spirited. UM is definitely a party school. So, yeah, we definitely love cheering for our Canes and having that school pride, school spirit.
So that's awesome. I finally got to get that from someone. Because I imagine, you know, the rest of the nation celebrates you. People that are not even from Florida that loves UM, you know, because I've been in other states and people just, and they love the Dolphins too. You'll see them like wearing like Dolphin gear or UM gear and you're like, wow. I mean, at this point, I think that UM being a college team is still a little better than the Dolphins. But yeah, and I say this because last night I was watching the Dolphins game, and then they're mentioning that UM and FSU will be bumping heads on Saturday, and I don't know what's
going
on.
Oh my god! Well,
yeah, that seems very exciting.
Yeah, we're all mad about that one year.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, because that's definitely going to be a big game. You know, FSU's always been a big rival for us.
Uh
huh.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, yeah, I guess that is. I mean, you guys have all the reasons. Honestly, you guys have all the reasons to wear all your UM gear from head to toe and be so school spirited. So I congratulate you on that. And I congratulate you, from just finally, completing this, your degree in the University of Miami. It's a great achievement, as a person, as a student. And then I don't know if you plan on going to grad school for something else. But for the meantime, I know you've been going school for probably 20 years. We go to school for like 20 years of our life or 15 or whatever. I don't even know anymore. We go to school forever and then it seems to never be enough. But I'm sure that now you have time to really focus on yourself and grow as an artist and so forth and then think about grad school.
Exactly.
So Annette, can you please, before we go, where people can find you and find out your music and follow you?
Yeah, people mm-hmm. can find me on facebook.com/AnnetteOfficial. My website is AnnetteOfficial.com. That's AnnetteOfficial.com. And there's all my social media links. They can find me on Twitter there, on YouTube, and on SoundCloud, which is where our promo is for Falling For You. And, yeah, we'll be posting all the updates and changes that are going to be happening soon. With the music video being done. And, yeah, we hope you follow us and continue to listen to our upcoming tracks.
Okay. Well, and I thank you so much for your time this morning. I know it's early on a Friday, but still thank you for taking your time and being on the show today. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, you take care and, keep us updated with your whole video production and I'm glad to hear from you again and see that you're doing so well.
I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right.
All righty, everyone. That was Annette Navarro, and I'll be playing her promo one more time, Falling For You.